We're in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Cheryl's next on the line with a question for Mr. John Eisenhower.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I have a question about a red-leaved plum tree. At the entrance to my home, on either side of my walkway leading up to the front door, I've used the red-leaved plums on either side of the walkway as a focal point. In the last 2 years, I've replaced 3 red-leaved plum trees. The one on the right side of the sidewalk is eternally happy. The one on the left side of the sidewalk has died 3 times. I've had 3 separate trees. And the soil appears to be the same. The shade appears to be the same. I'm just curious if you have any tips on what makes these particular trees possibly more fragile. I'm obviously trying to replace and have one on either side of the walkway, but I'm not having any success.
Well, without seeing your location, I wouldn't really be able to say, but these are pretty temperamental trees. They are a classic ornamental tree. They have a pretty short lifespan, as for the most part. We don't see too many of them living beyond about 12 or 15 years. If you have a 20-year-old purple leaf plum in the low desert, you're very, very fortunate. They just have a relatively short lifespan. You know, I wonder if maybe it's the planting practices. You know, you want to be very, very careful that you don't plant your trees too deep in the soil. We find that that's one of the most common causes of tree decline and death is it's planted too deeply. Even a couple of inches of soil above the root collar can kill a tree quickly, especially if it's getting watered heavily and that root zone is not drying out. And also the fungal pathogens can attack the trunk tissue that's buried below the soil level. So be sure that when you plant the tree, you dig down and find the root flare. And be sure that's at or slightly above the soil grade when the tree's planted, and you'll be off to a really good start. If there's a chance they've been planted too deep, that probably is your reason that you're losing the trees, is they just are too deep in the soil.
And oftentimes, when somebody digs a hole, they'll over-dig, backfill it with compost, and then put the tree on top. You don't want to do that. It's more important. The soil around the root is more important than the soil underneath it. Leave that bottom hard.
Yeah, and exactly. You never want to dig deeper than the actual root ball itself. And also, the planting medium is quite often a very loose textured soil, and it will often settle. So when we drop a plant into our surrounding clay soil, sometimes over time that planting medium will break down and we'll find the tree just naturally settling. So we recommend putting the tree in slightly above grade to allow for settling, and you'll be really happy with the results.
Raleigh and Chandler's next on the line. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for taking my call. About 5 years ago, we bought a very large live southern oak with a lot of what we thought was like artistic branches, lower branches that kind of gave it a nice shape. But now that it's getting bigger, those branches, are getting taller and more straggly looking. Have you seen a live southern oak with these artistic branches, smaller branches coming out instead of just the upright?
Yeah, I think I know what you're referring to. It gave the tree a little more fullness when it was smaller and a little more branch architecture lower on the trunk, which is great. But of course, those upper branches are going to grow way taller and eventually leave those sort of lagging behind. What are your thoughts now? Do you feel like you want to think about taking them out or what?
Yeah, I'm curious because some of the lower branches are actually pretty large. A couple of them, and I'm not sure if we made a mistake by purchasing that kind of a live oak, or it should now be trimmed to be more upright.
Yeah, and those, yeah, depending on the type you did purchase, there are several cultivars of the live oak that have a different structure. One is the Cathedral, which is tends to be a little more upright, and then the Heritage tends to be more of a rounded tree form. And it sounds like you might have the Cathedral with a more upright branching, and then those side branches probably don't quite match the overall structure of the tree. And that's a tough one. Maybe you could shoot us a photograph, and I might be able to give you a couple of photos of the tree, one from a distance, and then maybe one a little closer up to the trunk. And with the ease of the digital transfer of photos, you know, we are doing a lot of long distance consultations and helping people answer questions like yours. So feel free to shoot me a couple photos if you'd like.
We had a couple points that we hadn't got to on the November. You can go to itreeservice.com, click on your tree calendar, go to November. The rest of your bullet points are there as we wrap up this hour. Talking Trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, itreeservice.com to schedule a consultation with one of his certified arborists. Or the phone number
is 602-788-0005.
Our tree of the month was the Chinese elm. We've got a nice picture of that posted as well. I'm thinking I'm going to do this. I've got an ash that died. I'm thinking
great
leading
replacement
the Chinese elm
replacement. The Chinese would be a great choice.